Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Feedback and Insights, share number 163 in Rabbi Twersky's amazing book, I've Got to Get Out of My Way. He has a chapter called The Way is Crucial. What does it mean, the way is crucial? What he means is that while every individual acts are important, but his way, his mahalach hachayim, his pattern in life, the way he conducts himself in a pattern is more comprehensive and represents more how a person would think and how he feels or how she feels. And it's the personality and character that gives rise to one's actions. So in other words, basically to know yourself, to know your tchunas hanefesh, not necessarily a particular detail of what you do or you don't do, but rather your general lifestyle and your general pattern of your personality. So the way he explains it is as follows. What happened was, again, there was ready to be Mekabel HaTorah. Moshe went up, and the Bnei Yisrael committed the sin of the Egel. And Hashem told Moshe, go down, because your people, who you brought up from Mitzrayim, have become corrupt. And then it says, again, I'm going to read it in English, quoting, they have strayed quickly from the way that I have commanded them. Soru maher. I forgot the exact lashon of the pasuk. They strayed quickly from the way, from the derech that I commanded them. It doesn't say there that they violated avodah zarah, but the derech, that's what they violated. The way that I commanded them, they strayed from. So it's not just the idol worship, the egel, serving the egel, that was wrong, but soru min haderech. They strayed from the way that I commanded them. What does it mean, straying from the way that Hashem commanded them? The answer is as follows. This is what the way is. Hashem told them when they came to Har Sinai, v'atem tiyuli, you will be for me, mamleches kaihanim, a kingdom of kaihanim, the goy kadosh, and a holy nation. That is the derech. A holy person is separate from others. They try to remove themselves from temptations that drag human beings down. And bring them down from that state that which they aspire to be. That's what Goy Kadosh means. In previous shiurim and in many shiurim we explain that regular, normal physical pleasures of enjoying eating and drinking and marital relations and all of that in the right contexts, even though Kedusha very often would seem reducing that or really seriously limiting that, we explained that Kedusha could be even being involved in that very much, but with in the healthy boundaries of how a Yid is supposed to do it in the right way. But it's still Goy Kadosh. We're removing ourselves from the unhealthy temptations, from the wrong things. That's the derech. The secular world feels, if something feels good, you just do it anyway. You just do it. It feels good. And Rav Twersky said what I just said. There's nothing wrong with enjoying the good things in this world. We make a bracha in the spring when a fruit tree comes up. He quotes it in English, blessed are you, Hashem, King of the universe, for nothing is lacking in his universe. And he created in it, b'riyas tayvais v'ilanais tayvais, good creatures and good trees. What's the last words of that bracha? Lehanois bohem b'nei adam, to cause mankind pleasure in them. Enjoy them. That's not a contradiction to Kedusha, like we explained. At the end of Kedusha in Talmud Yerushalmi, it says that one of the questions that will be asked at the end of the day of judgment, did you enjoy my world? This is not as well known as, did you wear kaveya itim latayra? Did you do business with Amuna? This one is not well known. The one at the end of Kedusha in Talmud Yerushalmi. Did you enjoy my world? But enjoy my world doesn't mean like it's an amusement park. There's no goals. Eat, drink, be merry. Like tomorrow you'll die. Like Kehelis brings down that the Russia says, no, my world, did you enjoy my world? My world, recognizing that it comes from me. One has to be careful, though. Torah observance alone won't get you there, won't make you not fall into the negative indulgence. Because the Ramban, big chiddush in Kedushin Tiyu, he coined the phrase, Novel Bershus HaTaira, which is a powerful, scary, but tremendous chiddush of the Ramban, the way he learns the Kedushin Tiyu, that a person could technically be in accordance to all of the Torah, yet be a novel, a disgusting person, a physically indulgent scoundrel, as Rav Twersky phrases it. So non-Jews or real people that go way out there, they say just, it feels good, let's just do it. With us that keep Torah, it comes, or from people, it comes in a different manner. It's more like, if it feels good and it's kosher, technically kosher, then do it. That's a violation of Kedushin to you. Enjoy Hashem's world. Hashem wants you to enjoy his world, but like a mensch, not like an animal. That's the derech. That is the derech. And that is why it is so important to remember this. The derech is Goy Kadosh. You are separate. You are a holy, special nation. You're a holy, special nation. It's fascinating. I just want to say at one point, just an interesting note on the Chet HaEgel and bringing it into the Shalom Bayis aspects of things, is that there's a Sefer Ahavas Shalom from the Vision of Tzaloin, very high special person. And in Bereshis, in the first Torah there, he says that the Chet HaEgel violated the Kedushas HaBris, violated the moral aspects of things, of the Kedusha. It broke the chibur, it broke a connection of Kedusha in that area. Which is puzzling, because on the surface level, when you read the Chet HaEgel, the Chet was Avodah Zarah, idol worship, or concepts that relate to idol worship. How is it connected to a Kedushas HaBris exactly? How is it connected to that Kedusha that's supposed to be sanctified between a husband and a wife? How was that separated because of the Chet HaEgel? Now, yeah, you look at the Pasukim, it says they ate and they drank and they became frivolous. So that, you could say, is part of the answer. You know, it wasn't just the idol worship. They partied, you know. They heard the voices, and it was voices of not just like what voice is it? And Yeshua answered, it's not this coil, it's not that coil, right? Which means that they became loose in their behavior. So that's one answer. That's what it means, that there was some immorality in that sense that affected the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael in that sense, that's separate from the Avodah Zarah aspect of it. But one thing you could see very clearly, how it's connected to Kedusha, because again, the inyan of bris, of watching your eyes and being careful, both men and women, and being loyal and pure, is the connection between a husband and a wife in a real way. When that's going well in a real healthy way, then there is Kedusha Sabris, and if not, not. So you see by the Egel, and we talked about it before, that here the women sense something. They did not give their jewelry over to their husbands who asked for it. They took off in those days, the men wore certain jewelry themselves, and they were made out of gold. And they took that gold from their own jewelry and gave it to Aharon, and ultimately that became part of the Egel. The women did not give over their jewelry. They sensed there was something wrong. They sensed there was something off. They sensed that it was a break against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and against the Kedusha. So they refused to do it. There was a separation between a husband and a wife then, right then and there. When the husband said, give me your jewelry, And they said, no, we're not giving you the jewelry. That is the separation. That is the how this Yetzer Hara of the Chita Egel of idol worship started out that way. But when they expected or wanted their wives to comply and give them their gold, and they refused, that created that indicated that separation that was already there. Your Avodah Zarah fell into the point of a disconnection between a husband and a wife. As there's a disconnection between Hashem and Klal Yisrael, that disconnection is a disconnection in purity as well. It can never be just one-sided. If there's a lack of shalom between a husband and a wife, it's not just a lack of shalom, there's something missing in the Kedusha of it too. The reverse, you see the proof of it from the reverse side, as we said many, many times, where they gave their mirrors to donate to the Mishkan. They gave their gold freely. That was the proof, by the way. When the women gave their own jewelry freely for the Mishkan, that showed that when they did not give it because of the Egel, it was because of a pure intent. Their kavanas were l'shem shamayim. That's number one. There, actually, by them giving the gold, and of course the men donating and being maskim to it and being happy about it, that created a chibur, a connection between a husband and a wife. Especially when they gave the mirrors. And Moshe, again, he was on a different level. He didn't just say when he saw those mirrors, he said, it's not respectable, shouldn't be here, and he wanted to reject it. He said, according to the Rashi's Lashon, Mo'os alai. Moshe didn't just say, this shouldn't be accepted, the mirrors. He said it was disgusting. Mo'os. That is the chiddush, that Moshe initially said it was mo'os, disgusting. Hashem says and turns it around and says, disgusting? Chaviv alai b'yoser. It's the most endearing thing to me. Put those mirrors in the kiyar. The kiyar had no shear, which means, the Mefarshim say this, that the more mirrors, the bigger the kiyar would be. Hashem wanted it. Again, why? This is a true chibur between husband and wife. You're going to say it's connected to taiva. It's connected to physical intimacy. It's connected to sexual desire. But again, so what? That's not the point. So what? It's not the sexual desire itself that determines what's good or bad. It's Hashem's design of it that determines what's good and bad. And over here, Hashem said, Chavav alai b'yoser. This is what I want. This is what I want. So this is, again, what Rotorsky says, that the way is crucial, the derech, and he's emphasizing Saru min haderech by the eagle. They strayed away from the way. The way is kadosh, and Rav Tversky acknowledges that does not mean you run away from physical pleasures. You even embrace it. You embrace it, but enjoy my world. That's the heart. Enjoy my world. My world is a world where you make a bracha beforehand and you thank me for it, and then eat it and appreciate me. And bench and appreciate me. V'achalta v'savata uveirachta es Hashem aleikecha. Appreciate me. Thank me for it. I'm the source of it, and thank me for it, and you thank him for it. Then that uplifts all these pleasures, including marital physical intimacy. That's what it means. Don't be a novel b'shus ha-taira. Don't say, oh, if it feels good, do it. Don't say, if it feels good and it's kosher, do it. Kedoshim to you. That's the derech. Follow that derech. This is a very important chapter in this book. Every single one is, but this is the Yisayid HaDavar. The Yisayid HaDavar is, you do things the right way, you do things as L'Shem Shemayim as possible. You can enjoy life, you can enjoy physical pleasures, you can enjoy physical intimacy, you can enjoy having fun with it. But remember Hashem, who is giving you this, and he's giving you this to have fun with it, but for a higher purpose. All of it is to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A simcha, a hakaras hatoiv, a recognition that it's Hashem that's giving you all the toiv. When you do that, if you don't do that, then Hashem would agree to Moshe. Most, it's disgusting. Hashem saw the pnimius, the inner intent, the purity of it, of what, how it was channeled for the right reasons, to keep generations, to be Moshe Nefesh, to have children, and to be connected with their husbands in a healthy way. So Hashem turned to what was disgusting and said, it's most chaviv alai. That's our job in life. That's the derech. That is the derech. Kedoshim. Kedoshim, even in the mahalach of enjoying my world. But remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as you are enjoying this world. Enjoy Hashem's world. Like a mensch. Not like an animal. You enjoy Hashem's world. You enjoy it. But it's Hashem's world you're enjoying it. That's the derech of a Torah Yid. Bracha v'atzlacha.